A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to Spark London.
We tell true stories.
We tell them live.
And we tell them all across of London.
This story was told by Tori Piskin in March 2012.
And the theme was change.
So, yes, I am American. So, going to college, it's a very big experience in a young adult's life. All of a sudden, you have no rules, your parents aren't there, and it's a very big change. And as my Jewish mother from New York goes, Tori, college is a very big change. It's a time for experience. And in college, it's okay to experiment a little. One time I slept in a guy's apartment, and all of a sudden I woke up and I couldn't find my underwear anywhere. But it's okay. I'm not saying I want you to go sleep around with everyone. I'm just saying a life experience is all right in college. So before going to college, I really thought about the guys I had dated in high school. And I was so sick of that all-American jockey guys that were just so stupid. One of them who I went on a nice romantic bike riding trip with and lost my dad's $200 helmet. I wanted someone who was smart, someone who had style and swag. And I thought I was going to change and maybe try dating an African-American. So before going to college, I think I always had this desire to date a black guy because there was this reality show in America. It was called Flavor of Love.
Yes.
You know it? And it's Flavor Flav, if you don't know. He's a rapper. He's 60 years old, and he has teeth, and they look rotten, like they should be on a skeleton. And he walks around. He's got this huge clock, and he's like, yeah, boy, you know what time it is, Flavor Flav. And all the girls on the show would be like, he's my man. I don't care, girl. So I would walk around my house doing the same exact thing. And my sister, the prima ballerina that she is, would go, Tori, you sound stupid when you say that. And you're not stupid. You're just dyslexic. So she's a little mean, but I still love her. And so a few months later, I'm at college, and I'm at one of my first college parties, and there's this guy across the room who happens to be African-American, and we give each other these eyes, kind of like, do you want to come over here, talk for 5 minutes, pretend to care and get to know each other, and then retire to the boudoir? So the next thing I know, we're upstairs having a little makeout session, and I was like really happy. I was so into it, and then I like started to play with his hair, and then all of a sudden I had this moment. I was like, oh my God, we have the same thick, coarse hair. This is meant to be. Now, I have this problem. It's a disease. I made it up. It's a fake disease. It's called fate disease. A lot of other women have it. It's when you think everything happens for a reason. And there was this American cartoon show, and it was called As Told by Ginger. And it was a girl. Her name was Ginger, and she was a ginger. And she dates this black guy in the show, and then she ends up marrying him. Now, if that doesn't spell out fate, I don't know what does. You're probably thinking, you're like, oh my God, there is this crazy American girl on stage comparing her life to a cartoon show. Okay, I'm American and I'm a little bizarre, but Let me tell you about Ginger, okay? She was no ordinary Ginger. Every single episode, she changed her clothes. That is very, in my eyes, that's very unique for a cartoon show. So I was like, I'm going to follow in her footsteps. Now, sometimes in college, sometimes you continue your hookup buddies, or sometimes it's a one-stop shop. In this case, it happened to be that. But you know what? I knew Steven would come back to me. I was fine with it. A few months later, I'm sitting in the dining hall with Steven's roommate, and we're just talking, and he goes, oh, you hooked up with Steven, right? And I was like, yeah. And in college, it's not a big deal to talk about who you've hooked up with, because it's kind of like kindergarten. Instead of sharing your crayons, you just share the people that you've hooked up with. So I'm like, yeah, who else do you want to talk about on my freshman year list? So he goes, oh, you know he has the opposite disease of albinism, right? And I was like, what? Yeah. But don't mention it. He's really sensitive about it. And then things started to click in my head. I was like, wait a minute. His lips were not as luscious as I thought they should have been. And both of his parents were white, and I had seen both of them on different occasions. And I know what you're thinking. You're like, maybe his mom slept around. No. I went back to my room after this, and I Googled it, and it's called melanic disease. And I'm not really sure if I'm saying it right, because I told my sister I was telling the story tonight, and she was like, Tori, if you're going to say what the disease is, at least say it right, because it's not going to be funny. So I don't know if it's right or not. I'm just saying it as I thought it was read. But actually, about a year later, I end up dating this guy from Jamaica whose name was Steven, but he was white. And I realized that you can't really force fate to happen. And maybe the one change I needed in my life was that I can only go for guys with the name Steven, but only spelled S-T-E-V-E-N. Thanks.
For more stories, visit sparklondon.com.
Spark London is produced by Joanna Yates, with audio production by Matt Hill at rethinkdaily.co.uk.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.